Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello, and we'd like to welcome you to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
So that was an interesting intro.
Very interesting.
We would like... Hey, just welcome.
Hey.
Come on in, take your shoes off. Set a spell.
Leave the shoes on.
Oh, it's too late.
I like the way a line runs up the back of the stockings.
Leave them on, leave them on.
Is that in there too?
I think so.
Yeah.
And there was just another song that I just heard recently that kind of copied that.
And this is a trivia question, by the way, for listeners. So you can email us at hearmeoutofthejabbercast.com and win.
A date with Big JD.
No.
Yeah.
A date with Steve and Larry. Steve and
Larry. That'd be a double date then.
Ooh, yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it?
Well, unless if it was a girl who could actually take on two men.
Mm-hmm. It's always possible.
Very possible.
Sure.
I've seen it.
I've seen movies.
I've seen movies, exactly.
Yeah, so what's happening with you?
Well, what is it tonight? This Tuesday night?
It's a Tuesday evening. Yes, it is.
So we're pre-recording because Big JD is going to be in New York City.
That's right. And we're out of our regular environment for recording the Jabbercast. Live show is usually recorded at the Lippo Jabbercast Studio Canada.
At the Jabbercast Studio.
Jabbercast Studio.
But
our good friends,
Jeff and Mike,
allowed us to utilize their facility.
Yes, and we used their studio too.
And the studio, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, they let us do a lot of stuff. Those guys are lenient.
So when are you leaving?
In the morning.
So when people hear
very
this,
early,
you'll be there.
Yeah, when people hear this show, I'll be probably still be in New York.
And you return on Monday.
Oh, yeah, because this is streaming now, Sunday morning, right?
That too.
Maybe I shouldn't say it, in case it isn't. Oh, man, I got up late.
No, I'm going to do it for sure. I wrote an Apple script,
so it
just starts.
Regular Sunday morning call. I'm not on my way over,
but
it's time to get up.
Stream the show anyway. I don't have to shower for that either, which is nice.
No, not unless you're putting it on YouTube or Ustream.
Me
and you can
sitting
just sit there
of,
and listen to it. And
yeah.
Everybody can watch you.
Watch me listen to the stream.
There are people that would listen and just watch you. Some people just like that stuff and they'll watch anything. I'll watch anything. I'll watch any movie, whether it's good or bad. There's very rarely been a movie that I had to shut off it was that bad.
Right.
Yeah. And I remember the name of it, actually.
And it was?
I don't remember. Something about a white ice cream coat.
Okay.
Yeah.
The
white ice cream coat or something like that. And guys had to share the coat for some reason. It was just so bad. Had to shut it off.
I don't remember a movie that had to shut it off because it was so bad. I've gotten up in the middle of a movie that my family's watching. But not to shut it off. Like, turn that stuff off!
Yeah, no. We were watching, I think, my grandmother, my mom, and like every long, long time ago. And it was just so bad. Nobody wanted to watch it. We shut it off. It was that bad. So that was the only one I can recall that was just that bad that I shut it off. Because I'll watch anything. I don't even care what the quality's like.
Obviously.
I just want to watch them. But what I was getting at is there are people, hundreds of thousands of people all over the world.
No, there's 6 billion people in the world, isn't there?
Yeah, probably.
But not all of them have computers and definitely not.
But they'll
all
watch anything. People watch anything like reality TV and shows that you just think are really stupid. People watch anything. People will watch that, like, and things that are on Ustream. Puppies.
I know.
You put a camera on puppies and people just watch all day long. Even if they don't really do anything, they're sleeping. Like people just have stuff on and leave. Do you ever have anything that there's nothing going on, but you've just left it on and checked it once in a while? I'm sure I've done that.
Maybe by accident, yeah.
I've had things on. Like I've watched. Do you watch anything on Ustream very often anymore?
Probably once a week I'll check in on some stuff, yeah.
I used to watch these Ghost Hunter guys.
Okay.
And they were on always like late. And they'd be in places, houses and buildings looking for ghosts.
Wow.
And it and I just, maybe they're still on, I don't know. But they were just Ghost Hunter guys and it was like pretty boring for the most part. That's but they the, were, you know, you just watch.
That's real reality TV.
Then I'd fall asleep.
Not scripted, edited reality TV.
Yeah. If you watch that, there's really something wrong with you.
Scripted, edited reality.
No, the other stuff. Stuff I watch.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing going on. Anything else happening?
Oh, I was just going to say, you watch, your standards are low, whereas last night.
Oh, yeah, real low.
I went over to Francis' house. We had band practice, King Friday, kingfridayrocks.com. And we, after the practice, went upstairs, and Francis got this, that the box that I was talking about to you last week.
The box that you
the were the Western Digital Live TV HD.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Plays
yeah.
every format that you right, throw right. at it. You just got to hook up either a device to it or plug it into the network, and it'll play anything from either place.
It doesn't stream from everywhere. You have to put stuff on it. It's still got a hard drive on it, same as the Apple TV style.
You can right? stream to it, yes.
Oh, you can stream connect anything to it from what?
From anything, anywhere.
So how does that work? You can see your computer from the box?
Yes, it has an interface on your TV.
So you can go to your computer desktop and watch movies.
Not your desktop, it's just the file structure of your computer. Like it'll see all the volumes that are on the network. So if one was plugged in on this network, it would see your computer, this computer.
So what would it see on the computer then itself if you didn't have a volume plugged into it? What does it see? Your main hard drive? So you can go to your desktop folder. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I'm getting at. You can go to the structure and where your movies are and watch them.
Yes, exactly.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and he's totally opposite of you in so much that now that this is connected to his TV, he wants nothing but Blu-ray rips and MKV that's like files. Terry.
They have to be perfect. I want nothing to do with it if it's not Blu-ray now. It's got to be amazing. Download anything, no matter how good it is or anything like that. I want nothing to do with it.
The way he sees it is it's wasting the capabilities of his TV if you're not watching it in full-blown 1080p, that's the whole thing, 1080p. Besides, like he's all against Apple TV. Apple TV 720p is all it does. Gotta have this.
People could even complain about that, 1080i. I don't want to watch 1080i.
Yeah.
That would lower my standards to 1080i.
Exactly.
When I could be watching 1080p.
Yep. That's him last night. Anyway. And it looks funny. Amazing. He showed us a couple movies, and it's like, wow, that's great. And he was streaming off his computer in his office.
Well, so what does he stream from the computer, though? What's the movie? An HD movie somehow? Like, what is it?
Either,
a file?
Either an MKV file or a Blu-ray rip.
Oh, wow. Blu-ray rip. That's huge.
They're big, yeah. Yep. He's a system administrator. He's got 1 terabyte drives connected to
It must take time to rip that kind of stuff in that, too, though.
Sure does.
And he does it on a PC probably, somebody. Too, right?
No, actually, you know what?
Take even longer. Probably get viruses from ripping a movie.
The guy who owns EC Computers bought him a 1-year subscription to a Usenet place. So it's a pay for Usenet, and you can go in there. Yeah.
And you get movies and everything from them, right?
Yeah, it just sits there. It's not.
And can you stream them from there, though? No. Or do you have to download them?
Yeah, download them from there.
And it's probably quick downloads and everything.
As fast as your internet, yeah. That's the cool thing about Usenet. It's right off one server, just pounding it into your computer.
Just pounding it in.
Yeah, and he says it's amazing. You just go in there, everything's in there. Beautiful Blu-ray rips and MKV files. So you got to have fast internet.
And that's the same as like the torrent thing. People rip them and whatever.
Yeah.
The same setup.
I've been noticing, not that I steal movies or anything, but the torrents that I have seen.
Oh, I wouldn't let you.
They're huge now. I mean, you can still get the 700 megabyte AVIs, but you see a lot of 3-4 gigabyte movies on there. And 1.5 gig MKV files, which you know are like HD.
You know how when you buy a DVD and you get a digital version of it as well, and you need contact, get the password, whatever, but they should have that kind of stuff. They should have those things able to download from the original movie companies, you know what I mean?
For sure.
Because they make great money. They would make good money off that. There are people that just like to watch it on the computer or they're streaming to the TV or however. And that's probably coming.
I'd have to think so, JD. Yeah.
I would think so.
straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling. It's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Here we are in the newsroom. Catastrophic breach. That's how Obama described the security that led to the Christmas Day attempted bombing on a Detroit-bound airplane. A systemic failure has occurred, and I consider that totally unacceptable. There was a mix of human and systemic failure that contributed to this catastrophic
breach. Well, he set it all up.
Breach of security. Now everybody is going to get strip searched before they get on an airplane, and we're going to hand pat your underwear to make sure there's no plastics.
Sweet.
Dynamite in there. What is that stuff called?
Plastic. So all you girls with plastic, you're going to get patted down for that.
Right in the crotch, too.
Yeah. So keep it in your purse or something.
Or don't wear any underwear.
Or don't wear any panties.
And then you get patted, and then what happens?
I don't know. Husband gets mad.
The guy gets an odor on his hand.
Ooh, no, this is a clean show.
It's clean. Clean.
What was I going to say? I wonder how many people believe that this was had something to do with the government. I'd like to see a poll on that. You know how like AM800, they always have a, every day it's a poll from the day before on something.
Yes.
You know, and they would never, probably never pose that question unless it was like on Coast to Coast AM or something like that.
That's right.
To have a poll to see how many people believe it's government related.
Conspiracy.
Yeah. Conspiracy.
Absolutely. I think it's huge.
Conspiracytical thing.
I think a lot of people just be like, oh my, they just led us into this, down this path, you know, that we got abused by TSA employees, 300 milliliters of water, take off your shoes, the whole nine yards. And we just felt that was just a waste of time. Now they're going to make us go through another whole rigmarole on top of all that stuff.
And the best part about that is that all these measures in place for you when boarding, you know, going through security at an airport or anything like that. And this guy gets on with chemicals and bombs and all kinds of stuff, whatever he needed there.
He had a syringe.
Yeah.
With some kind of acid that he was going to light on fire that was going to blow up the plastic that was sewn into his underwear.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's what I want to do, light something on fire that's part of my underwear.
Exactly. It's insane, really, if you think about it. So I assume he just whipped it out of his zipper and lit the end of it.
But maybe he used his thing as a wick.
I suspect a whole bunch of it piled up at the end of it where he was lighting it, and that's what caused the like a spark or something that lit up. People said it sounded like a balloon going off. It was just the wick stuff went like that, you know, and then the guy got jumped.
I don't know. It was some kind of must have been made in China. His bomb didn't work.
That's right. It was a Chinese-made bomb.
Yeah. I think it was the new Wang detonator.
There was a computer company called Wang. Do you remember that?
Not really, no.
No way.
I don't think so.
Okay. I thought it was funny.
Sounds vaguely familiar, but everything does.
And yet I don't remember anything. I got news.
Anything else for news? Oh, yeah, give us another piece.
Here you go. Here's another piece. AT&T resumes online phone snafu. You're going to New York, and the show is on New York. And I don't know if you heard about this, but Apple, or AT&T, I should say, if you went to go to AT&T's website to order a phone, and you gave a zip code that was in one of the five boroughs of New York City, it would say there are none of these items available in your area, for your area, to ship to your area. So they were denying people buying an iPhone online if you lived in New York. They weren't shipping any to any New York addresses.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know if they got it back to resumed online sales. Okay, so Monday. They rectified the situation and they started shipping those. So everybody's wondering, was there some kind of people wondering if there was going to be some kind of security something, like a non or anti-terrorist measure. I'm not sure. But anyway, and a bigger story, but on the same subject. A hacker says he cracked the cell phone security code. So there's a standard for security for people who are talking on a cell phone.
Okay.
It's some kind of encryption. And this guy says he cracked it. However, and so he's going to use it against the cell phone company. He's going to demonstrate something tomorrow somewhere and show how he can listen in on conversations of people on cell phones.
Wow.
So
then they're going to sell that as an app at the app store.
Yeah, then the phone company will say, it's a feature. No. And this is on the GSM network, which is in the States, it's AT&T and T-Mobile.
That's the GSM network.
GSM network, and that's what Rogers and Fido are here in Canada. And it's actually the dominant phone standard, GSM. It's in 80% of all cell phone markets. Mm-hmm. So he supposedly wants the phone companies to tighten up security. It's been the same for years, he says. It's the same thing. There's nothing. They're not boosting it or changing it or doing anything with it. And I guess the phone company's attitude is, if it ain't broke, why fix it? But apparently he broke it, so they're going to have to fix it. So it doesn't pose a threat to the people at large. For anybody who wants to use the technology he has, you have to basically know whose phone you are tapping. So you'd have to be sitting, like, it would be more like for industrial espionage. You'd be sitting out in the parking lot of some company with your device or whatever, and it's not like a free thing.
Pick up everything.
Yeah, it's not like that. No,
no, I'm not going to listen to this one. Switch over to the next one.
Yeah,
see who's all talking. You know how many people? You imagine how many conversations are going on right now. If you could pick everything up that's around you within a radius of, like, you know, a matter of blocks, even.
It would be too much to take in.
Mm-hmm. That's like they say, if you could actually hear all your own bodily functions, that you'd lose your mind. Did you ever hear anything like that?
Yes, I have heard that.
I wonder if it's true.
I thought you did hear.
Let's find out. I'll have us hear a bodily function, and we'll... I've had a beach ball for, like, minutes. I can't do anything in my browser.
Is that right?
But I just wanted to mention that the World Health Organization says that the swine flu peak has passed in the U.S. and Canada.
Oh, yeah.
So we're safe again.
Do you know anybody who actually had the swine flu?
No. Did you?
My son's girlfriend.
Yeah? And they actually diagnosed with that?
Yep. Hmm. Yeah. So that's the only person I knew who knew they had it. That got diagnosed with swine flu.
Your son's girlfriend.
Yep.
And he didn't catch the flu or anything from her or nothing? Was she in quarantine or anything like that? Like, what happens?
Mm-hmm. She had to stay home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So.
And was she very sick?
Yes, very sick.
All right.
Yeah.
And how long did it last?
I'm going to say 4 days.
And did she have a shot? Most importantly.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to say she did.
You're fired.
See you later. So this week's topic.
This week's topic is New York.
Yes. Why did you pick? Did you pick it because you're going to be there?
Yeah. Just the first thing that popped into my head when I was making up the list of... I try and do things by date. You know what I mean? Like, what's going on?
Well,
which,
course.
If you ever have topics like that, like, by all means, let me know.
Yeah, like,
you
Halloween know, and Christmas, yeah, yeah. Easter and all
but
that
I,
stuff.
I try and, you know...
So how come we haven't had a Hanukkah show?
I don't know. We probably have. Well, we had an occasion show, I know. I don't know if we had, I don't think we had a Hanukkah show, did we?
I don't know.
Well, next year.
What did you
the big
do,
Hanukkah
what
show.
Did you do to celebrate Hanukkah? Anything?
No.
Nothing.
I went and saw my dad. That was it. Hung out with him.
That's cool.
A little chat, you know. Yeah, no, we didn't really, it just came and went so fast. Everything. All 8 days. It just went.
Yep.
Like nothing.
That's the way it works. Next thing you know, it's Christmas again next year.
So, you've been to New York?
Yes, I have a couple
Let's
times.
Let's talk about some of the fun things to do in New York. Or some of the history about New York.
Well, one
perhaps.
Or the other.
Okay.
Pick one of those.
Let's do both.
That's
because we'll bounce them back and forth.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, what about the history of New York?
Okay.
Do we know anything about the history of New York?
It's a place where they live.
Old.
It's. You think New York's old?
Yeah.
Comparatively speaking, old. To what? The old York? No.
old York. Is there a place called Old York?
It's just York.
You ever been to York's Kitchen in Stratford?
No.
You want to go there?
Do I?
For the sandwiches.
Okay.
Very, very good. Anyway, we can talk about New York sandwiches, but New York obviously has been around for a long time, but I don't know the date it would actually have been. You got a wiki up there. Okay. I'd love to get to mine, but look at this. Still going on. I'm going
to
force quit something.
Force quit your browser there, bro.
Oh, it's not responding. What do you know about that?
New York was inhabited by the Algonquin, Iroquois, and the Lapani Native American groups at the time the Dutch and French nationals moved into the region in the early 17th century. We're talking the 1600s here. There was a place, the first settlement was Fort Orange near the site of the present-day capital of Albany. So that's mm-hmm. that's New York, the state of New York. Yeah, that's what they're talking about here. How about NYC?
Specifically. He's doing a search. And you know, so many people's families had come over from that coast, from New York, Ellis Island.
Well, they all have
gone through Ellis Island from Europe.
A large portion of the population, their relatives, went through Ellis Island, for sure.
Basically, everybody that came to the United States, probably from that side of the world.
Yeah, that was the main place to go to, for sure. Anybody in the United States.
Was there anywhere else set up, you think?
That's a good question.
Florida? How old's Florida?
No, I don't think Florida, because I think the Florida Peninsula was inhabited by Spanish people for a long period of time until they got...
The Gulf?
The Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, the Gulf of Mexico.
What did you say?
Gulf. That's what I said, Gulf. Not golf. Golf. Like the game.
Okay.
As opposed to the...
I love golf.
To the golf.
You're right. The region was inhabited by about 5,000 Lenape Native Americans at the time of its European discovery in 1524. And who was the person that discovered New York City? It was Giovanni. You can call him John.
Oh,
of Verrazano. He was an Italian explorer in the service of the French crown.
Oh, wasn't, what's his name? Come over from wherever? Discovered America?
Chris? Columbus?
Yeah,
Columbus?
Yeah.
No, he landed near Florida.
Yeah?
Yeah. In 1664, the English conquered the city and renamed it New York. And what did he name it after? The English Duke of York and Albany.
Duke of York.
At the end of the Second Anglo-Dutch War, the Dutch gained control in exchange for the English controlling New Amsterdam in North America. So that's a lot of stuff going on.
And New York, I guess most people would know that it's bordered by Jersey and Pennsylvania, et cetera, but the best part about the whole thing is that the state has a maritime border, not only with Rhode Island, east of Long Island, but as well an international border with the Canadian province of Ontario.
That's New York State.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that awesome?
It's big.
Yeah, not the island. You're talking specifically about the...
New York City, yeah.
Yeah. And did they call it New York City at that time, or what was it even called? Do we know?
Yes, we do. Didn't I just mention it?
Did you?
I think I did.
I had headphones on, sorry.
What? Control of run for... No, yeah, it was called New York. Yep.
Okay.
Or no, I'm sorry. Controlling New Amsterdam.
New Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder what that means, though.
That's
because people came from Amsterdam. Well, this is the New Amsterdam over here, in this side of the world. Western civilization.
Do you think they had coffee houses then?
Starbucks. I was just talking to Gnip from 89X, and he says that probably even, I guess, since I've even been to New York last summer, that Starbucks are closing all over the place and Tim Hortons are popping up everywhere. Isn't that something?
Those Tim Horton guys, they know what they're doing.
What's up with that?
They're going to take over the world. It's going to be Google and Tim Hortons.
And what do they call it? Hortle?
Hoodle.
Gutens.
Gutens. Gutenberg.
Rootin' tootin' Gutenberg.
Have you ever been to... well, this is one fun thing to do if you're in New York City. I think we've had enough of the ancient history of New York for a minute. The Guggenheim Museum.
Museum, yeah.
You been there?
No.
I would highly recommend you go there.
I would highly love to go there. But yeah. And we've been in New York so many times, and we just haven't been able to do everything yet.
No. Have you been to the National Museum of Natural History? History of Natural
History? No, we haven't. I don't think we've been to any of the museums, even the Museum of Sex, or whatever it's called.
What?
Isn't there a Museum of Sex? I have pictures out in front of it, but I've never gone inside.
It's a massage parlor.
Yeah, it's a rub and tug. No, we haven't gone to any of the museums. We still have not gone and seen a, what?
You haven't gone to a museum in New York?
No.
That blows my mind.
No, yeah. I'm fired.
You're fired.
I haven't gone, we also haven't gone to a Broadway show. Oh,
that blows my mind even more.
And we're there every summer. We haven't.
David Letterman.
Yeah, no, we haven't gone to a show like that either. I'd love to. I want to go to see Letterman.
I think you guys just haven't been there long enough.
Maybe.
Your trips
we're there for around a week at a time, but...
What?
And it's pretty quick, I guess.
You still haven't gone.
No.
What do you guys do?
We're jam-packed with stuff.
Tell us what you do.
And I got... You know how much family I got over there? I never go see them, never call them, anything.
I don't know. Do you have family in New York?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, family everywhere. Everywhere. You name somewhere, I'll tell you.
Lansing, Michigan.
Absolutely. I got family all over Michigan.
Chicago?
Chicago. May not have any family in Chicago, actually.
Okay. All right.
I'm not sure about that one.
Okay.
I'll have to
another
ask
great
my
city
mom.
That we may talk about on a future job.
The show notes.
But right now we're talking about New York City.
Yes, we are.
Tell us, what do you do? It's all romantic crap, right? You stay in the hotel room till 12.
No, never in the hotel room even or anything. It's, I don't know. We're packed full of stuff that we do. Just packed of things and still haven't gone to do those things.
Okay, you can't
It's go like, you know what? I think it's that those things are probably maybe, I don't know. I can't say they're last. I'd really love to go see a Letterman thing. I really love, they always seem like they're the hardest thing to do. To get tickets or something, or you have to, what is the Letterman thing? I have to answer a skill testing question right there. You can forget about that.
You're fired.
Yeah. No, I don't know. But last time we were there, we went to, we were going to get tickets for one of the shows, and they have I forget what it's called, that ticket, 50% off tickets for everything. You know what I mean? It's the rate in Times Square. You can go and buy tickets for all the shows and everything. And we went there to do that, to go to a show. And it was just jammed with people. So many people. And we're like, we don't even want to wait. And what did we do instead?
Yes.
Took millions of pictures from the grandstand that's in Times Square. We were there. And then I think after that, I'm going to say we went for dinner or something. But
and you waste too much time in Apple stores.
Yeah, well, that's. I think our priorities sometimes are different. Like shopping, picture taking, Central Park, some of the things that you go there, you know, a bunch of times, and then you find things that you like to do when you're there.
Sure.
So you go do those and it takes up a lot of the time. But we really need to go specifically sometime to see a show, to see one of the TV shows and to, check out the museums. We should be doing all of that.
Yeah.
And we rush around, we do tons of stuff, and it seems like we didn't have time to do anything hardly. Like once you're done, you're 5 days there or something like that, it's like, wow, like the time just flew by.
I know. Sounds a good feeling. I want to stay. But then you're not going to be doing any of that this time either.
We don't have a lot of stuff planned. I mean, it's Lana's birthday. I think we'll go to a comedy club probably. And we'll go to the party on New Year's. We'll do some shopping. I got some specific things in mind. And lots of the bagel places, man. I can't get enough. I'll go to 1,000 of them a day. Murray's Bagels every day. The cupcake place.
Cupcakes.
Every day. You know what I mean? Like all those things and all the places that she'll want to go shop. What else?
I don't know. Tell us. That's what the show's about here.
Well, that's the thing. We tend to go there and not really have things booked. Like we'll book one thing or two things maybe, and then all the rest of the days, everything's just a wide open, you know, to do whatever. And if you go actually online somewhere like nycgo.com, that's like, I think it's kind of the official place of everything that's going on in New York, and you find everything there. Your hotels and all that stuff, but dining, shopping, nightlife, arts and entertainment, sports and fitness, different offers, events. let's check the events and see what's up. And there's always so much going on there constantly. You don't even have to. You can go stand in the middle of the street somewhere and see all kinds of stuff going on and watch things.
Pretty much.
Right outside even.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Naked cowboy all day.
Cowboy. I remember one time we were staying at the Grand Hyatt and we went out. There was a balcony and we had just bought one of those laser lights on one of the stands there. And where was that? Little Italy, I think. Anyway. And like you say, just people watching off the balcony and just shining lasers and getting people going, having a good laugh. It's like a show going on in front of you.
Yeah, especially in the summertime.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know what to expect so much this time because it's winter. It's the first time I've been there in the wintertime. But in the summer, there's just so much going on. It's like you literally, if you don't have a plan, you could be stopped at every corner somewhere and looking at something or doing something and the day goes by. You're just out walking around, doing things, looking at things, people watching, snapping pictures of everything constantly. I still do that. I'll come back with 2,000 pictures from New York.
And where are those pictures?
What do you mean, where are they?
Where are those 2,000 pictures?
They're on a drive that's ready to die. That's why I'm getting a Drobo.
You think that all your drives are ready to die, right?
Oh, they are. They're all failing. I have another one, a Terra drive that's failing. I turn it on. And one of the drives in it shuts off all the time. So if I want anything off the drive or to transfer something from it or do anything, I'll do it and then it'll lock up. And then the drive will kick back in, start again, and it'll start to transfer. Or I can hurry up and go try and grab a file and then it'll lock up again because the drive, you hear it shut off, one of them, because there's 2 500s in the Terra.
Right.
And then it come back on again. And that's all my software.
Good luck on the Drobo.
I mean, they're all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're failing. So...
Don't fail me now.
But there's so many things to do in New York. What are you, the sights, like, especially if you go in there for the first time, you know, I think a lot of it's got to do with the stores, the food, taking in the so many people and the architecture.
Texture.
And that's what it is, though. It's an architecture.
Made up a new word.
Those kind of things, like just to see the Big Apple. You know, that's like the first thing and riding the subway and, you know, cabbing around, hailing cabs. That was a cool thing. First time I was there, hailing cab, put my arm up. I can't even get my arm up. I can never get a ride in New York. And just the people that you see there, the people watching and stuff and, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing. And the thing is, when you go there, you'll have so many times where it's like deja vu. You say, oh, I know what that place is. This all looks familiar to me.
Yeah, because it's a very well-known city, or you've seen a lot of it in movies.
That's what I'm thinking. So and, you see you a know, lot of it in movies.
The Iron Building?
Is that where the
Flat Iron Building.
Oh, Flat Iron. Yeah.
It was in Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just
where the Iron Man lives.
Look at that thing for an hour. Every angle, take pictures of it, whatever, yes. And set up your shots like all different ways, whatever.
Sure.
It's like, you know, you're mesmerized by things there. Pretty much, like everything there. And the stories behind things, when you're in a restaurant or something and they, you know, especially the first time or few times you're in New York and they, you know, the restaurant owners or whatever, they tell you about the building and how it's built and the water systems and, you know, there's water towers all over the place. You get stories behind everything and the buildings made of iron and all those kinds of different things. And it's really fascinating.
Yeah, there's a lot of history in those streets, that's for sure.
And then it's headquarters for everything. You know, all the television stations and networks have headquarters in New York, and big, huge thing. Like, I mean, anything you can think of, Swatch, M&M's, all the clothing lines and stores and things like that, and all the big designers. And I mean, it's just everything. And especially the first bunch of times you go there, like, it's just pretty incredible for, especially for women. I want to shop.
Especially for women, they go out.
I mean, it's a shopper's haven, New York. Or for deals and things that you can't find. Like, that's where to get everything, New York.
You think you get deals there, yeah? Hmm. On some things, but some stuff is...
Well, some things are going to be expensive, yeah, but you can not only... There are a lot of places to get deals, sure. Like, you can get designer clothes that you can go to Century 21 there and get all the stuff that you would get in all the other stores for a lot more money. Canal Street to get knockoff stuff. You know what I mean? You could find at every street corner, there's people selling DVD movies and stuff for like $3 or whatever. I mean, there's, you can get deals on probably anything there. Yeah, but
there is cheap stuff there. Absolutely.
Yeah. Like cheap stuff, knockoffs. And that's where you find all that stuff. And in the summer, it's in the parks, and there's people, and you can buy, you know, like one of a kind things, like people's paintings and different things like that, you know, and the food, you know, like even the outdoor, what do you call those?
Cafes?
Not really cafe, but like outdoor markets kind of thing. And they have like tents set up everywhere. And one guy's got all kinds of maple fudge candy syrup stuff and everything. And the next one's got like the most beautiful fruit you ever seen. And then the next one's got whatever.
Yeah. In the summertime, if you walked through Manhattan, you'd hit a bunch of those.
And then the things you hear so many things and places from New York about New York in songs. And then you see all these places, you know, Herald Square and Times Square. Well, maybe not so much Times Square, but I mean, the names of places and things and buildings and, you know.
Broadway.
Broadway. On Broadway. Isn't that George Benson?
He does a version of that,
Ben Jordson. Yeah, that's right. On Broadway.
I'm not sure who did the original.
Was it somebody else, yeah?
I think so, yeah.
It's an old song.
In the 60s, yeah, I remember hearing that when I lived in Detroit.
Oh, okay.
When I was a kid.
Would you like to live in New York?
If I was single, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
I'd love to live in New York, man. In a New York minute, I would move to New York.
Yeah, there's something about it. Same lure, there's a lure to go in there.
And what do they mean by New York minute?
A New York minute is... New York minute would be a long minute, is it not?
Nope.
It's a quick minute?
Quick minute, yeah. Because New York is like, everything's fast-paced there, quick.
Yeah.
And so a New York minute is a fast minute. I'd move there in a New York minute.
Okay.
As opposed to a country mile, which is like a long mile.
That's a long mile, yeah.
So what's the lure?
What is the lure? Well, like I say, you see a lot of New York in movies and TV shows, and... It's just everybody is so tightly packed in there. There's so much of everything going on, whether it's music or culture or eating or just special events or whatever. There's always something going on there. And if that stuff is literally right at your, you know, you just walk outside your building and you don't have to walk too far to actually bang into something going on, because there's always something going on a street in New York, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. If you gotta keep your eyes open, you bump into people constantly. I sometimes have my camera around my neck and just snap it as I'm walking, and nobody knows, and I just get all kinds of people in pictures and check them out later.
There's a device that does that, you know.
For a device?
Yeah.
What? How?
For people with Alzheimer's.
Cerebral palsy?
No, it's a thing, and it shoots really wide angle pictures. And then what this does is it takes pictures all day from the chest, which is kind of wacky, but it's wide angle, so you can get a lot in. And then at the end of the day, you show the Alzheimer people the pictures. So they have a memory of what happened in the day, and you just remind them.
Oh, where they were, what they did.
Yeah, so you spend 5 minutes at the end of the day and just go through the pictures that are on the hard drive. And it helps them.
That's pretty neat.
Not fall farther and farther into the... abyss that is known as Alzheimer's. But
I knew a guy named Alzheimer's before.
You did not.
No, I didn't.
So what was I going to say about the lure? Yeah, so that's the lure going to New York. And I think there's that similar lure to go to California as well.
I think there's a lot of things that are a lure to go to New York. But on the other side of the coin are reasons why people don't want to go to New York or wouldn't want to go to New York or afraid to go to New York.
Yeah, those people.
It's reputation. It's crazy city. It's too big. Gangs of New York. I saw the movie. I'm not going to New York. Subway. You know, all these different things that are built up. And maybe rightfully so to whatever degree. I mean, it's maybe not the safest city. But I think for most tourists, and depending on where you're going, what you're doing, and when you're going and doing it.
You know, right.
It's okay, I guess.
I think it's safe. I think you have some deep down fears if you still are afraid of New York. I think Mayor, what's his name? Rudolph Giuliani.
Mm-hmm.
He cleaned it up pretty good. It was in pretty bad shape when he became mayor. Like that whole Times Square area was,
I'll tell you one thing,
rife with prostitutes and adult movie houses.
Yeah. New York is ruined now. No, I'm just kidding.
No, and now down there, you don't see any of that stuff. It's all.
Yeah, I was going to say the Scanner 911 app I have on my iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I've found New York, and they have two. They have other ones all over New York, but New York City police scanners, two of them.
Yeah.
And I've found them boring so far. I listen to Chicago is busy, Toronto.
But New York is boring.
Yeah, it's been boring.
Yeah.
From what I heard. And maybe I'm not listening to it at the right time or in the middle of the night, really, you know what I mean? Or whatever.
No murders or car chases or nothing like
that. I
don't
hear anything. Yeah, not so much. And Chicago, sometimes I don't hear anything for a while.
It's just quiet.
Yeah, it seems quieter than some of the other places.
Cops driving around, sitting in donut shops.
Tim Hortons. They're all over the place now. Cops couldn't afford Starbucks.
When you go to New York, the cars that you see, the vehicles you see on the streets, there's the only two main ones. There's cops and cabs. And trucks delivering stuff to the stores.
You don't see regular folk driving around.
You don't see too many cars in New York.
The first time we went to New York, we drove. We got there on the other side of the Lincoln Tunnel, Jersey side, at like 5 o'clock. So it took 8 million hours to get through, or we just got through at like 5 o'clock. So it was just crazy. Got into New York, and Lana was just like overwhelmed because she was driving, and there was just people, like not even so much traffic everywhere, but people on the street, like crossing the streets, and like you couldn't even move in a vehicle. And we parked the vehicle, never used it for like the 5-6 days that we were there. Not even once.
No, you don't want to use it.
You can't, really.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Unless you want to get your car all dinged up. And I'm so surprised that cabs don't get in accidents like more often, however they do.
I think I remember seeing a cab accident in New York one time when I was there. Yeah.
I don't even know if I see a lot of fire trucks,
yeah,
and ambulances trucks. And things like
sure.
Mostly fire trucks. You constantly hear sirens.
Yes, constantly. You do. Yeah.
Yet you never see anything going on. Really, no accidents or anything. Like I've never seen an accident there. Anyway,
and you haven't heard one on the scanner either.
No, haven't heard about any accidents. No, must be a safe city.
Hey, this is Jeff from the Jeff and Lana Show. Lana and I are independent distributors of Shaga International. Check this out. Tired of flus and colds? Try Shaga. Touted for centuries throughout Asia as the king of herbs, a gift from God, and the mushroom of immortality, Shaga is now available in its purest and rarest form for the first time in a powerful extract manufactured exclusively for Shaga International. Our wild-crafted Siberian Shaga extract raises the bar in the arena of life-enhancing herbal supplements. Historically revered, previously only available to the few, Shaga International has embarked on a global mission to share the superior Shaga extract with everyone. Visit our website, myshaga.com/oppen. That's myshaga, myshaga.com/oppen, OPPEN. myshaga.com/oppen. Pick up a bottle today. As well, you can join us in our mission by using the opportunity menu. That's myshaga.com/oppen. That's right. Visit our Shaga website today, myshaga.com/oppen.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo.
as well as the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
I was able to interview New Yorker Nina Leddy on her recent move to New York City. We'll go ahead and air that interview now.
You're listening to another interview with Big JD right here on the Jabbercast. For more Big JD, visit www.bigjd.com. For more interviews with Big JD, visit youtalkingtome.ca. That's the letter U, talking, the number two, me, youtalkingtome.ca.
I'm talking to Nina Leddy, who is a student at Tisch. Is it, what's the full name for Tisch? Is it Tisch University or Tisch School of the Arts?
Tisch School of the Arts, and it's a part of New York University.
Okay, so you're basically a, I can't say a budding actress because you've done a lot of acting already.
Yeah.
So what would you call yourself? A student of acting still? Or what would you say?
Yeah, a student. Because, okay. I mean, I don't know enough.
And Tisch is in New York. Is it the one of the most or the most prestigious acting schools in the world?
Oh, it's one of the most. I like it more than the others, but it's there's a lot of good schools.
But it's like one of the top.
Yeah.
And so you moved from Canada to New York. Yes. So that's what we want to talk about, that experience. And you went to New York, was it once or twice before? Before school? Twice?
Twice.
Okay. And how much time did you spend there those two times?
Only 2-3 days.
A couple days?
Yeah.
So you must have been like mesmerized by New York.
Yeah.
And did you take a lot of pictures and stuff?
Yeah, I did.
And was there anything, there's obviously a lot of things that you would probably wanted to do and didn't have time to do in those couple of times you went. Were you able to do some of those things now? Especially like, you know, some of the things that you wanted to see in New York, like aside from meeting, you know, like maybe celebrities and things like that. But did you get to do some of those things that you wanted to do yet?
No. Once you live there, it's like, oh, it's there. It's not that big of a deal.
It's not going anywhere, I guess. But yeah.
I saw the Tim Burton exhibit at the MoMA, and I saw a couple of plays, but it's fun just hanging out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And how do you find, say, the people of New York? And how does that differ from where you come from?
It's pretty much the same, but some people over there are really rude, and you can't ask for directions. They just kind of pretend like they're speaking a completely different language or something. They don't want to help you. It's pretty funny, but I don't mind.
And how's school going?
Oh, it's great. I love it there.
Cool. And I know that with the school, there's some kind of group that where you guys go to different areas, different places and sightseeing and things like that. Tell me about that. What does that entail? What do you guys do? Is it mostly like geared towards, you know, acting and what you do? Or is it just like to showcase all of New York to you? So for the experience?
They just want to show us the art world in New York in general, I guess. We go to galleries, we go see plays. Sometimes we just go outside and to different monuments and just look at them and observe them. Mm-hmm. People watch. That's the best part.
Yeah. So is it art based though, really? Or is it like, do you go see some of the different architecture and all those kind of things too? Like in the you know, the notable places of New York?
It's very art based.
Yeah.
Very much so, yeah.
What else have you done there as far as like your sightseeing and things like that? Do you go just out with friends and stuff like that and take in some of New York, or do you have time for that? Yeah.
I mean, for the first couple of months, we were exploring the Lower East Side, all the dive bars and all the hookah bars, I guess. You know, that was fun. But then after a while, you want to go up to Midtown. You want to go ice skating at Central Park. It's fun, you know. You want to go shopping, of course, on Fifth Avenue. That's the best part of the Midtown. But yeah, there's a lot to do in New York, and I haven't really even grasped it yet. So
we're talking live back in Canada. And you've been in New York now for how long? How many months?
For 3 months.
And you've been back here now for the Christmas holidays for days.
Yeah.
And are you getting antsy to go back to New York?
Yes, I'm dying to go back in New York. There's nothing to do here. I mean, I want to be like, oh, let's go to Midtown and let's go explore the Empire State Building, but I can't do that here.
It's incredible. You just get a taste of that and it's like becomes your life now.
Yeah.
Living in New York and so much to do all the time.
Yeah, it's so full of life, and especially for like being an artist, mm-hmm. New York City is just like the city of art. It's everywhere. People are doing things, like making things, just like, I don't know, you can just feel the life there, and that's what makes it so magical, I guess, you know.
And I guess for what you plan on doing, that's the place to be, I suppose. It's either there or LA, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Do you have a preference between the two? I mean, you've not been to LA?
No, I've never been to
so
LA.
So do you, how much do you know of LA compared to what you know right now of New York? And
well, I know that LA is very much based on the movie industry, mm-hmm. and I love film, and that's what I hope to pursue. But in New York is where the artists are born. That's where they begin to work.
Right.
It's only after that they go to LA. So I feel like LA is secondary to New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you have to have a place in probably in both places. And
yeah, of course. I'll have a mansion in Malibu, and you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are, how much longer are you here for?
A week.
Another week? Oh, you're here probably a lot longer than you want to be.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us here on the Jabbercast this week about New York. We wish you all the success that I'm sure is headed your way.
Thank
you. In the future. All right. Thanks, mm-hmm. Nina.
You've just listened to another interview with Big JD right here on the Jabbercast. For more Big JD, visit www.bigjd.com. For more interviews with Big JD, visit youtalkingtome.ca. That's the letter U, talking, the number two, me, youtalkingtome.ca.
Hey, this is Jeff Oppen from Wicked Angel, Canada's power metal trio. By now, you're probably aware that we recently released a CD, The Remastered Collection 2009. It's a compilation of past tracks, remastered, including a brand new song, New World Rising. It's available in hard copy and MP3 download at many fine online music retailers, including CDNRecords.com, Amazon.com, the iTunes Store, and CDBaby.com. Pick up a copy and crank it up!
Fix for some cool music? Check out Mike LaPont's Border City Radio podcast. Visit www.bordercityradio.com or search Border City Radio at the iTunes Store.
Hey, this is Big JD from Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Just wanted to make sure you know that our double-length debut CD is available now at most online music retailers, including Amazon.com, CDBaby.com, and the iTunes Store. It's some of the heaviest blues you'll find anywhere. It's available for digital download, so download a copy today and crank it up!
You say you wanna leave.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Well, you had to know I'd play some Sinatra.
Of course.
Song that needs no introduction?
Nope.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues in a city that never sleeps. And find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little town blues, are melting away. I'm gonna make a brand new start of it in old New York. And if I can make it there, I'm gonna make it anywhere. It's up to you.
There you go, Frank Sinatra. For all you Frank Sinatrians.
And the theme of that song again?
Theme from New York, or New York, New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because what? There was a play called New York, New York. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, that's yeah. It was probably something to do with it. Some Broadway thing?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? I don't know. I don't know the actual history behind the song, except that it's Frank Sinatra. And I love Frank Sinatra. Can't get enough of Frank, man. Never could. Wish I'd have seen him before he died.
Yeah, that would have been cool. I wish I would have seen him as well.
And he was in Detroit, too, just like not long before that, I think.
Oh, yeah. How long has he been gone? Do you know?
Not really, but I'm going to say mid, later 90s.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that's about
right.
Sounds
about right.
I think he was in Detroit, 95, 96, something like that.
And you've got the bootleg for that, I think, eh?
The bootleg? No, I don't have the bootleg.
You got that. A lot of Frank, I have to admit.
I don't think he has any actual bootlegs. I don't think people were bootlegging for Sinatra concerts.
You don't think so, eh?
I don't think so.
I do, for some reason. Eh?
I don't know if you can find so many like cell phone videos and stuff from Sinatra concerts. And
no cell phone videos, no.
You know, that kind of stuff. Recordings like you could have. Government Mule, perhaps.
Government Mule.
Yeah, you got a few bootlegs out there.
A few.
That's that band's got to have the most live concert recordings than any other band that I know.
Them and the Grateful Dead, I think, were also pretty famous for that. Allowing people to record the show. Where do you want to go now?
We can maybe just make mention of some of the more incredible or important places to go in New York, possibly. Like you mentioned the Guggenheim.
The Guggenheim, yeah.
Guggenheim. See, I haven't been there, so I don't...
There's a bunch of Guggenheim museums.
What'd I say?
I don't know what you said. It's Guggenheim.
Guggenheim?
Guggenheim.
Guggenheim?
Yahooheim.
Guggenheim. It sounds like some kind of... Oh, Guggenheim!
Yeah, maybe.
Something. Guggenheim!
Architecture in New York is what I was thinking. The Chrysler Building and...
The Chrysler Building, yeah.
NBC Building. And
some of them have the... Well, the Flatiron Building. What's the other one? What's the one? Oh, the Empire State Building.
Empire State Building.
There's a specific looks. And you know, and you can gauge where you're at by seeing a lot of those buildings. Like, oh, that's over there. Okay, so I know that such and such is this way. Or the Apple Store's over there because this is...
The Apple Store. You're insane.
Fourth Apple Store now in Manhattan. Right? Fourth, is it? Yeah, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Trump Tower's another one.
We're going to try and be there Sunday morning so we can do a little broadcast, perhaps. Is that what it was going to be? Oh, no. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
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 No, it's an Easy Mac thing. It doesn't matter. It's not a Sunday thing.
No, no.
So.
Whenever you're available.
Whenever I'm there. Yeah.
Yep.
First thing I'm going to do when the plane lands, JNR. Boom. With the suitcases.
I don't blame you. You just want to get that over with.
Well, it's New Year's, man. Like, I mean, I think it's open like every day. Even the first. New Year's Eve, everything. Everything's open. But
why wouldn't you? You know how many people are going to be in New York at that time? Lots.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I will, right away, I think that's the first thing we'll do.
J&R.
Go down the shopping area down there. There's a lot of things.
I'm just wondering, you're going to be doing some computer shopping. Is Lana going to be following you, or are you just going to say, go over there and I'll meet
you? Go over there. You go over there.
And she's going to be shopping for bags and boots.
Yeah. Kibbles and bits and bits and bits and kibbles and bits and bits.
Huh?
Yeah, that area has, you know, a lot of different things that so we can split up for a while. And
but, I'll say.
I think my stuff is going to be pretty specific. And where she wants to go, like, I like going to some of those places anyway, depending on where it is exactly. But,
of course, yeah.
So I think she'll come with me, excuse me, and I'll just, you know, I'll get the Jorobo and maybe get the drives. I'd like to get drives. I might just come home with an empty Jorobo, which is suck. And then get drives, you know. I don't want to have to rebuild all the drives though, all the time. I just want to get them and get it over with once, because it's going to probably take a while to load everything on and build itself and whatever. So
yeah, it's going to take a while to build it for sure.
And maybe we'll use that for Tech Talk, but do we have something else before we move on to possibly to another segment?
No, I just wanted to see if when J&R was open.
Okay, we'll come back to that momentarily.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
JNR.com. Okay, Lippo's doing a little search for J&R.
Oh, right here.
Yeah. Hours. The New York store.
So you're going to be meeting your new bass player in New York.
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't know if we'll hook up there or not, but he's there. I think he went today, actually. And I may see him. Hard to say. I'll probably, I'll try and contact him there. I don't know how set up he is for, you know, technology-wise over there. You know what I mean?
Right.
I have a cell phone number and an email address, and if he gets that stuff, then maybe he'll see it. You know what I mean?
Right. And what's his business there? What's his business?
He's just going for basically the same thing. Okay. Spend New Year's, you know, with his wife, and they have some friends, I guess, like along. I think they're driving, because I know they have some friends along the way and in Brooklyn. So they're going to be, I think, staying with friends for the. I think he said they're staying in Newark, which Newark. Is Jersey, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Next time I drive, I'm going through when we go through Pennsylvania, I'm going to the Stoogeum. The Three Stooges Museum.
And that's in Pennsylvania?
It's in Pennsylvania.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know why it's in Pennsylvania.
Hmm. Just that's probably where the biggest fan of Stooge stuff was.
I don't know. The head of the guy that's the head of the fan club, and I think that has something to do with the Stoogeum is in PA. So
Stoogeum.
Yep.
The Guggenheim Stoogeum.
Yeah, the Stoogeum. I didn't know what it was. I didn't get it at first. And I said to somebody, the Stoogeum, you know, like some kind of bill or whatever. And he said, no, it's like, it's said like a museum for the Stooges, Stoogeum.
Stoogeum.
I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I think Paul Howard might have told me that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that. J&R is open all the time.
Yeah. Every day, right?
Every day.
Every day and like all day. Like, it doesn't close it real early or anything. It's like 7 o'clock or something.
On the holiday, January 1st, is 10:30 to 6:30.
Yeah. Which is pretty good.
That's pretty good.
On New Year's.
New Year's Day.
Then again, I think stores around here even are open more. Like, you know, with Christmas was coming in, and I think Walmart had advertised they're open 24 hours all through Christmas or something. I don't know. Maybe not Christmas Day, but things are staying open a lot more and a lot later nowadays than they used to.
Good for retail employment, that's for sure.
Did I play the Tech Talk thing? I did, didn't I? So maybe we can, and we probably talked about this before, but the Jorobo is a storage unit.
But not really.
But not really.
It's an enclosure that has built-in RAID.
Storage bay, let's say.
Yeah.
And hard drive enclosure with a built-in, and do they call it RAID? It's something different. They it say it's like RAID, but is it a RAID scheme?
Yep.
Okay, it's a RAID scheme.
So we just call it a RAID.
Okay.
Yep. It's built in. So that's the way a lot of servers work. You know, there's RAID built in and you can configure it to be a certain kind of RAID, whereas this you don't configure at all. The RAID that you get is what you get and it's flawless.
It's a robot. They say it's a robot.
Yeah.
A
so your data storage. Is always backed up no matter what.
And even if a drive fails, which is the whole reason behind getting it, if a drive in the four bay system fails, it will rebuild itself when you put in another drive.
Yep.
But I guess you'd have to put in another drive to actually, I mean, it's all there. Your information's there. You're not losing it.
That's
so correct. Once you put in a new drive, it all
rebuilds itself.
Configures so that you can
write more stuff to it.
Probably so that you can get at everything again, because you probably, for that length of time, you may be without some files or something, I would imagine. I would imagine you can't get at some things for the length of time to put a drive in.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? But for some reason...
Maybe not. Maybe it serves from whatever its backup is, I suppose. I don't know how that works.
I do know how it works, and it was explained to me, and for some reason, I'm thinking that you can get at your stuff before you throw in the replacement drive, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't know how you could really... I mean, what if two drives failed? I mean, you can't always have access to everything.
That's
what I think. But it's safe.
Yeah. That's right. That's when I think you can't get at everything if two drives fail.
But whatever happens, though, everything's safe. That's the main thing. If three drives... Well, what if all the drives went?
That would be... Well, then you're just...
That's highly unlikely.
Highly unlikely.
Maybe I should rethink.
So I want to know what the difference between the Drobo Classic, which is FireWire 800 and USB, right?
Yeah, and the other one just has the eSATA.
And I was going to say that between that and the Drobo Pro.
The Drobo Pro? Oh, well, the Drobo Pro. Well, there's two of each of those now, too, I think.
Oh, is it?
There's the... Yeah, okay. I think there's a new one that has the eSATA SATA thing, too. And the real difference is that it's a rack mount 8-bay.
No, I'm talking about the 5 one.
Oh, the 5? Is that the Pro?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, what were the long ones called? They were the Pro. This one's... Isn't this
something? Elite.
Oh, okay. So the Pro has 5, it's a 5-bay.
I believe so. No, the Drobo S is what the 5 one
right.
is.
Right, the Pros are the rack mount thing. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
There is an Elite, though, that they came out with. I'm thinking what
that's
is.
Probably the new 8-bay or whatever that is the eSATA. You know what I mean? Because the old one didn't have eSATA, even though it was an 8-bay.
That's probably what it is.
So. And now it's the Elite. They had to give it a new name.
Yep, they did. Gotta.
And... So yeah, that's really the only difference, I think, is
between the S, which is 5-bay, and the other one, which is the 4-bay.
4-bay, yeah. And it's eSATA. That's what they've added. And an extra bay. And I think some technology maybe that makes things a little quicker. And I don't know how you can make FireWire 800 on one faster than another, but I think they've done something that allows for faster transfer rates or something.
Yeah, they've got some.
So it's just some technology that's... But it's a big price difference.
Huge.
Yeah. It's like more than double, I think, is what it's at. Because right now you can get... I think J&R has for like $309 right now.
$309, maybe. Yeah.
And the new ones are like $800, I think, for the 5-bay or something, isn't it?
It's for sure.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like buying the old 8-bay thing.
It's called Beyond RAID technology.
Yeah. It's Beyond RAID. It's a robotic storage unit that just does everything for you, and it's pretty incredible. So if you have a lot of files and a lot of, you know, you need a lot of storage, the Drobo is the way to go, I think, even better than most RAIDs. And what RAID is, if somebody doesn't know, it's basically taking all your drives in this enclosure and making it seem as one drive to your computer, basically.
What's called random array of individual drives.
Is that what it stands for?
I believe so, yeah.
Random array of individual drives. So you have individual drives with a random... The stuff goes on it randomly. So it's all spread out among the drives, basically. There's different ways to RAID.
Yes.
You can mirror. So you can, if you have two drives in an enclosure, you can have the same thing on both. So if one fails, but then, of course, you're limited to only having half the storage
available to
with you. These you get 3/4 of your storage, I think it is.
Yep. So if you put 4 1-terabyte drives in, you're getting 750 or
you get three gigs.
Hello.
How did you even come up with anything like 700?
I was thinking the whole thing was 1 terabyte.
Okay. So yeah, you get three terabytes out of your 4 terabytes.
Yes, but everything's backed up.
Everything's backed up on that one, which is obviously compressed.
I'm just wondering the whole backup system, though. So you're going to be working on your computer.
Right.
Are you going to write anything to the hard drive in the computer? Or are you just going to put every document on them?
I'm thinking of just keeping everything on the Drobo.
Right.
Otherwise, you have to have some type of actual storage scheme or, you know, way that you're going to, our backup, you know, the scheme wasn't the word I wanted, a backup solution to back up your files all the time from your computer. You know, if you're keeping the same files and backing them up. So you're actually using the files on your computer, backing them up to the Drobo.
Then which the Drobo is
it's the backup. I'm thinking of just leaving everything on there and not using anything on the computer itself.
But what about your applications?
My applications, I would always have on the computer.
Right.
I'm not going to write them to Drobo.
But you want to have them backed up somewhere? You just have them disked somewhere? You're just going to install them?
I'm considering some type of basic backup, like on a fresh install. And backing up that system and the applications, but sometimes that changes a lot too. And would I really go back to that backup of applications?
It would be like a instead of emergency just installing.
Mode. I guess honestly, for something better than that is taking like even what I have right now and mirroring it on a drive.
Okay,
like I'm trying to think of like the size. It's an 80 gig thing. So if I had an 80 gig hard drive, external drive,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, well, we can't all be Joneses.
That's a T-shirt.
It's coming. I don't know. Is it?
It should be. We all can't be Joneses.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
it should be.
I think that's what it made me think of.
Hmm. But yeah, I mean, I would have this on another drive, like a. I have I don't think I erased it. I have an external hard drive that has a Leopard, bootable Leopard on it that sure. I could actually boot into, but yeah. I don't even know, I don't recall what I actually have on there. I think it's just basic, you know what I mean? Nothing added to it. No programs right. except exactly. what came with the, in case I needed it, I guess, for some reason. And it was my backup drive. So I actually took that. I think it was a terabyte drive, and I installed the operating system. I installed the install disk on
yeah,
it
yeah.
and have a section for backup, which is, what do you call it? Partitioned.
Okay.
There are three partitions on
yep.
it. So I don't even know what the premise was all really behind it, but it's come in useful a few times for things.
It's an emergency
to install
thing,
and whatever.
For sure, yeah.
So yeah, I'm not sure what to do, and I'll talk to you about it at the time because I know you have gone through lots of backup solutions, and yep. I don't know. I'm not really like things like Carbon Copy Cloner, and what's the other one? Super Duper. That's probably something that's would be beneficial to me somehow to. Back something. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'm undecided, and I'm going to have another RAID system up there. You see the black, big black storage unit up on top here with inside a plastic right. thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Adonix. That's what that is. That's a USB RAID, 4-bay USB.
Besides RAID the Drobo,
thing. Yeah. But the reason for that is that I'm trying to get away from all the separate drives I have. Except I put all these together now in the rack, which is really cool. The LaCie rack, but it doesn't change the fact that I have to have all separate everything. You know what I mean? Like separate power cables and separate cable. You know what I mean? I may be able to RAID that, but it's just a concoction. You know what I mean?
That's
so
crazy.
At least the Adon. And the thing is, these are what do you call it? Drives, the old style IDE.
IDE, yeah.
So. It's going to be an IDE RAID just because I have those. I'm going to take drives out of these things and put it in there.
Oh, I see.
And make a new RAID out of it, which may be my actual backup thing, maybe a server type thing for, you know, for Lana 2 to use and throw files on, but whatever, get stuff off of something.
Right.
I can put stuff for her, whatever. So that's a consideration somehow. And then I'll keep a couple of these FireWire drives, like, you know, a little guy here that I use for doing movies and stuff on, like actual editing and. A FireWire drive just for editing. If something happens to it, shouldn't be a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Would you consider, if you're not going to actually put anything on this on your computer, which right now it's going to be your mini for a while, right?
That's my desktop. I'm not sure.
And what's that hard drive in there?
The hard drive in it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
320, I think.
All right. And you don't write anything to that, do you?
I do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
So would you consider using, once you get
it's my laptop now that doesn't contain anything really.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
I'll just throw stuff on it if I want to work on something.
Right. Would you consider using a time machine with the Drobo if you're not ever going to write?
I don't know if I'd ever get a time machine after the fiasco that went on for everybody already.
Using time machine, the feature that backs up.
Oh, I'm thinking of time capsule. Time machine? I don't know.
Okay.
We've gone over it a little bit, you know, in the show, but I've never used it. Have you used Time Machine, actually?
That's what happens on this machine. I don't really write too much stuff to this, but the stuff that's on there, the little stuff that you just happen to drag there or whatever, and you throw it away, and I can go back in time, and it's there.
Yeah, see, I have to make a plan of some kind
and figure out what I'm... There's nothing... that's what I'm saying. If you're not
really... but I mean, what's the solution that I'm going to do? Am I going to do Time Machine? Am I going to do, like, something that actually takes stuff and backs it up if I'm going to keep something on here? Or, I don't know. Well, I need to back up anything.
That's what I'm saying. Really. If you don't write anything to it, there might be some little email or something. You know what I mean? Not going to run email off your Drobos. Your emails are going to reside on your computer.
Yeah, there's going to be stuff that should be backed up, I guess. So
that's right. Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking about. Time Machine. So you can be right in your email client in Mail, and you can back up inside of Mail. So all the stuff, everything goes back to the way it was 5 days ago or 5 months ago. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean goes back to it? Why would I want to go back to it?
Because you knew that on this day, this email was sitting here, and now I don't have it. I need that attachment. That chick emailed me in this window of a week or whatever.
So what is that? That's a backup or a storage, or what is it? Like compressed storage that you can save things on? Because backup is, or to me, has really always meant you're just backing up everything that's there.
Well, this is a new way of thinking of backup. It's always available to everything that's happened on that computer. A state has been saved for it.
However, and you can save that externally.
And it gets saved externally automatically.
Okay. Oh, okay.
If you have it turned on, it says...
Can you use Time Machine on the actual same machine?
No, it has to be an external something. Yeah. So you can go in Mail or iPhoto, you know, apps, and in the Finder, of course. So those are three apps that I can think of off the top of my head where...
I guess. I don't know. But that's kind of a backup thing, whereas I save everything I want to save anyway, pretty much. You know what I mean? And it's always organized and saved. Like,
okay.
But then I guess if you do lose something or don't have something, it's going to be there, right?
It's going to
be
there.
So what about your trash? When you dump something in the trash... And then
you delete it?
Yeah, it's gone.
Then it's not gone, because then you can go back to the... Before you dumped out the trash, to the last Time Machine backup, which could have been a couple hours ago.
Must take up a lot of space then.
I don't know what it is. You're using an external device to
pull... But you don't use it? Or you say you do?
I do on my time capsule. This goes...
Doesn't it fill up your time capsule like in no time?
No. I get tons of space on my time capsule.
But then again, you maybe don't use this as much or have as much stuff on it because it's backed up. Yeah. Right?
Everything that's on here is backed up, but like you say, not much goes on here.
This has been the Backup Jabbercast.
And that's how important it is.
It is important, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry. Fine purveyors of Steve and Larry's non-Jewish bagels.
Is there such a thing?
Yes.
Not in New York.
They use lots of yeast.
Oh, as opposed to? Not a lot of yeast.
They do.
Like flat matzah. You ever have matzah?
I have.
Matzos?
And then you throw that in the soup, the broth there, and then yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Now he's singing my song. matzah ball soup.
Matzah balls. That's it.
Not to be confused with mothballs. And
if they're in your mouth, you're not confusing those two.
That would taste horrible. They smell bad.
Yes, they do. Like most balls do.
Do you have to put them anywhere at your house? I'm not taking it out. I'm not taking this out for you. What's the quote? You got the quote for us?
I got the quote. It's interesting how many... There are a lot of interesting quotes, but we're not all about interested. We're more in profound. We want something profound.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't too much about... There was tons of quotes, though. Anita Weiss says, "I moved to New York for my health." Which doesn't really make sense right there off the bat. "I'm paranoid, and it was the only place where my fears were justified." So she's paranoid. That's her. That's the. It was her mental health she went there for. And instead of curing her paranoia, she actually went someplace where she could be rightfully paranoid.
Yeah, where she could fit right in because New York is so crazy. And I think that's kind of what it means. Like, she's starting it off. It's as a joke. I went there for my health. Yeah, exactly. And it's her paranoia and went to New York because... and she fits right in probably because everybody there is crazy or paranoid or, you know, it's a busy place and there's, it's the kind of thing where you say it's a different strokes or it takes all kinds. And that's where it's all happening in New York.
That's for sure.
And just like, as a, you know, to kind of wrap things up, New York, obviously great sports teams from New York, big sports teams.
Yankees.
The Yankees,
Jets, Rangers,
Dodgers. What else?
Now the LA Dodgers.
You said Rangers, right?
Knicks.
The Knicks. Hey, how about those Knicks?
Would you say the Yankees and the Mets? Yes, the Mets, the other baseball team.
Basketball.
Knicks.
Did we say? Oh, Knicks. Yeah. Exactly. How about those Knicks?
How about those Knicks? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's got one of the largest tennis complexes in the States, I know. Anyway, it's the Arthur Ashe Tennis. That's where they hold the U.S. Open, I think it's called. Yeah,
I think I had one of those before. My armpit and Arthur Ashe.
Arthur Ashe.
Also, big things that we know and heard of, and of course seen on TV and things like that. The Brooklyn Bridge is a big thing, and all the areas around there, Queens and the King of Queens show. Brooklyn is such a big thing, you know, Dodgers, whatever. Right.
Those are the other boroughs besides Manhattan.
Dodgers with a great swim team.
Which, when you visit New York City, you don't ever think of visiting Brooklyn, do you? Or visiting the Bronx?
I think you do. Well, no, I think those are the places that have built in Harlem, but they're such big, cool names. You know what I mean? The Harlem Globetrotters, you know, they could just things that you heard of for so long since a kid. I saw Harlem Globetrotters.
Of course you did.
Not in Harlem, but saw other things in Harlem. Gotham City, Batman, like, you know, you associate so many things with New York.
Yeah.
Statue of Liberty.
Of course.
All these incredible things, Ellis Island and Battery Park and, you know.
The list goes on and
it
on.
It does. It goes on and on. And, you know, we'll have to take care of the rest of that list in New York Part 2 next week. No. What do we have next week for the fine folks?
I don't know, but are you going to put pictures up somewhere where people could actually, where we could just say a link? Or are you going to, you just put them up on Oppens.com?
Pictures of what?
Oppens.com. Is that where you put that?
No, I don't put anything anywhere. What is that? What do you mean? Pictures of what?
Pictures of your trip, bro.
Oh, those, yeah. I could put a link on the site for some pictures in New York if that's what we want them up there, but I just post them on a family site or something like that, but I can put some pictures up to the on the site.
That's what Flickr or Picasso's good for, you know. You just put them up and...
I know.
And then the thing about putting pictures up somewhere, people can actually comment to you about that picture and let you know what they thought about that picture.
I don't want to know what they think.
I think you do.
Yeah, maybe I do.
It's interesting how a conversation can build from one picture.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
You find that a lot on Facebook's cool. Next week on the show, January 10th, I'd love to change the world. Why that show? Because it's the first show after New Year's, really, for us being together, basically.
It's a new decade.
And a new decade and the whole thing. And, you know, just because of it, a lot of people have resolutions and things like that. So, you know, not only change your own life, but I'd love to change the world. So New Year's means new resolutions. And what are yours? And if you could change the world, what would you do? So that's what we got coming up next week.
I would teach the world to sing.
In perfect harmony, though?
Perfect harmony. Four part.
So we'll see everybody next week right here on the Jabbercast, www.thejabbercast.com.
Thanks for listening.
See ya.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved in shows by sending
text emails, and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006 by JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply.